Hello, tease toy. I hope you're not undressed. There are few things hotter to me than the feeling of a cock going from soft to rock hard and straining through your pants. And that way, I can introduce you to my tease tools of the day. These pretty painted fingernails. Do you like them? Not too long, but just long enough to provide that titillating tickle as I graze them across your skin, your most sensitive skin. But let's start with that bulge. I want you to close your eyes and picture yourself sitting in a comfortable chair with your legs spread wide, pants securely zipped and fabric pulled slightly tight across your crotch. Now I want you to picture me sitting in front of you, wearing something tight and suggestive with my hands and their bright red fingernails resting on my knees. I want you to take the tips of your fingers and just start grazing them across that crotch, as I would do. See if you can't find the shape of your cock and balls through your pants, and trace the outline with your fingertips. If your fingertips are too blunt while you've got your clothes on, use a fork. I know it sounds funny, but it's a great teasing tool. Your fingertips will be enough once we get you naked from the waist down, I assure you. Ah, yes, it's swelling, isn't it? I can feel it, and I can see it taking shape through your pants, going from an amorphous lump to a clearly defined cock shape, first plump, then stiff, then straining at the fabric. Should we take it out? Yes? Okay. But remember, you agreed to let me help. Ah, there it is, already a little moist at the tip. I'll just squirt on a little lube, and you can wrap your hand around it and smooth it around. Not too much lube. I don't want anything interfering with the delicious grazing sensation that will make you beg. I love it when you beg. It's music to my ears. Oh, that's nice. Stroke a little faster. I want it pulsing. That's right. Okay, it's my turn now. Move your hands. Sit on them so you won't be tempted to interrupt. I'll start with your balls. One set of lacquered nails just barely touching each testicle. I'll start drawing little concentric circles, ever so lightly grazing the skin. Ah, look how they tighten. That's so sexy. And I love the way you flex your pelvis, humping the air in slow motion with those first twinges of pleasure. Look how the head is turning red without even touching the shaft. Let's see what happens when I ever so lightly draw both sets of fingernails up the sides of the shaft, stopping just short of that head that's getting almost as red as they are. Oh, I like how it flexes and flushes. And there's your first moan. That's so sexy. Okay, your turn. Stroke it a little. Slowly now. Up and over that knob. Polish it with your hand. And thrust up into that downstroke. Here, I'll spit on it a little bit to liven up that lube without making it sloppy. Oh, that's nice. I can see by the look on your face that you'd love to stroke it harder. Let me have another turn, and then you can. Come on, move those hands. Now I want to see about that head. It didn't take long for it to be as red as my fingernails, and now it's almost as shiny, too. I'm going to wrap my hand around that cock right under the head, squeeze it, and use just one polished nail on the other hand to graze around and around. Oh, there's that moan again. I like that. That means we're having fun. Now your turn. Slowly now. Okay. A little bit faster. I love that desperate facial expression. Now my turn again. Oh, tease toy. Doesn't that sound fun? Keep switching back and forth for me like that. First with your fingertips, and then stroking until you reach the edge, and then back to grazing. All the while with my face and my fingernails in your mind. Try to tease and stroke like that for at least 20 minutes before you explode. And since you've been so good, you can imagine that cum landing anywhere you want. If you'd like to hear more about my fantasies, feel free to visit my personal blog at sensual-dom.com. Bye-bye.